All right. I'm a professor, an associate professor at Wisconsin Lutheran College, and my students and I have done some work with biosolids. And specifically today, the research that we're doing, or that I'm presenting, is about NMR, solution NMR on Wisconsin biosolids. The reason we're doing this is because we want to understand how byproduct amendments can be best applied. Farmers want to know that they can provide nutrients, right, to their crops and have maximum yields, but they also are interested in protecting water quality. And specifically, when you're thinking of nutrients in freshwater systems, that means you need to think about phosphorus and reducing phosphorus risk, and then the associated eutrophication. And currently, in the Wisconsin Phosphorus Index, we're able to provide land management recommendations for manures. But right now, there's no differentiation between different types of biosolids. And so to address this, my students and I collected 6 biosolids from different wastewater treatment plants in southeastern Wisconsin. So I know this map isn't real good here, but Brookfield, Delafield, Fort Atkinson, Whitewater, East Troy, and Maguanago. So these are smaller wastewater treatment plants. And we've conducted some incubation studies shown down here in this, photograph, and then one greenhouse study. And these, looking briefly at the actual biosolids themselves, you can see that there's a range of pH from about 6.1 to 7.6. The total phosphorus, this is in dry weight, goes anywhere from 0.42 up to about 3 milligrams per gram for total phosphorus. And then we have four solids and 2 liquids. The digestion processes that the biosolids went through, there were 4 anaerobic processes and 2 aerobic. And then for the phosphorus treatment that occurred to remove more phosphorus at the wastewater treatment plant, we had several alum applications to get the phosphorus out of the water, 1 ferrous chloride, and then 1, the Fort Atkinson biosolids, was biological treatment only, no chemical amendment. And our incubation studies, I'll just briefly talk about that here. BRAE-P1 is on the y-axis, and it goes from about 0 to 100, about 200 parts per million. And the top 2 for the Kewanee silt loam and the Plainfield sand. And if you notice here, these 2 are the Fort Atkinson in both of those soils, and then in this Amnicon Cutre soil, this is the Fort Atkinson. So even though the biosolids were applied at the same total phosphorus rates in these incubations, the Fort Atkinson, the biologically treated biosolid, had higher soil test phosphorus levels. The chemically treated biosolids were here in the middle, and you can see the control is down here. Often the lowest, which makes sense for the soil test phosphorus level. When we did the greenhouse study where we grew bent grass, there were 2 rates of phosphorus applied. There are very few treatment differences. Apparently the roots of the bent grass were able to get at that phosphorus or whatever it needed, so that way biomass was not reduced compared to the control. So we wanted to look and use phosphorus NMR, P31 NMR, to see if we could understand some of the differences we saw in the incubation. Obviously, BRAE-P, soil test P, is an inorganic phosphorus, and we wondered, okay, if we used NMR, could we look at some of the forms phosphorus is in? And so the NMR spectra that you see here are a result of our NMR is a Joule ECZ400 NMR with a 5 millimeter probe. And what we did to prepare the samples for the extraction was to take 0.2 grams of biosolid in a 25 mil sodium hydroxide EDTA extracting solution. We shook that for 20 hours at about 250 parts per million, then we centrifuged and lyophilized, redissolved, and within 24 hours analyzed on the spectrometer at these NMR experimental parameters that you see here. And the main thing to note is that most of the phosphorus is the orthophosphate here at about 6 parts per million. We see something happening between 5 and 4 here for most of the biosolids in the monoester region. But that Fort Atkinson, you notice, is not showing those peaks as much there. And all of them have something out here at minus 5.0, which is probably a pyrophosphate. So we're starting to see some things happening here, but there's a lot more that we need to do. The basic recommendation is that not all biosolids should be treated equally. Specifically, the biologically treated seem to be more available. But we need to do more research. And there's lots of things with NMR that we need to do, like degradation studies, maybe using water as an extraction to look at environmental samples and importance in this study. So anyway, thank you for your time, and I look forward to your feedback.